coming to the Millibow Art Theater, March 16th through April 2nd. It's Arthur Miller's The Crucible, or a re-envisioning, actually, by Kelly Walters, who directs this. And I have Mr. Walters here. Good morning.
Good morning, Keith. Great to be here. Thank you.
It's great to have you here. And The Crucible, about the Salem witch trials, and originally written during the McCarthy era when communists were being flushed out of the woodwork.
Right.
Everybody
always, you know, director notes will always say that it's about the Salem, about the McCarthy hearings and how he wrote that in response. But it's a great play, first of all. And I had some words that I wanted to share with you.
Sure.
This play is about power, struggle, scandal, cowardice, sex, retribution, guilt, heroism, and hysteria. So who wouldn't want to see that? That's what I would say.
That's the makings of a timeless play.
It is a timeless play with, it's a great tragedy focusing on one character's struggle, but it's also a great an ensemble theater piece, and you ask why would you do it now? Because of those things. It appeals to modern sensibilities because of what's going, if you want to say, what's going on today is interesting. This play was produced most often worldwide pre-revolution. I read one thing that said that.
So, all right.
When Jim and Brigitte approached me to direct this play, my response was the same thing. Why do this play about 1692 witch trials? And then I read it again. I realized what a great play it was. But directors are always trying to find a new take on things because it makes it more personal to a modern audience. And when I was thinking of that, I was thinking about what is it about this play that makes it universal? Or what are the things within the play that are concepts that we can use? And it's about a very dangerous time. It's about a very dangerous environment, about a very dangerous moral atmosphere. And it's about society trying to be responsible. Or the message from the playwright is that we as a community are responsible for our actions, and be that misuse of power or whatever. But the reason I brought up all of these great things, it's really about human nature and how we deal with conflict.
And again, universal themes.
Universal
themes.
That
always apply.
Yeah. And when they approached me, my goal was to come up with an idea that would both be interesting to me, because the Puritans and little people walking around in little white hats did not excite me as a director. And I think the audience may hear The Crucible and think that. But when they come into this production, I hope they'll see something a little new and something that will make them realize that the play is more about human beings in any situation.
Can you tell us without giving anything away?
I really don't want to do that,
Keith.
You
want to be surprised? Hey,
I don't want to give it away entirely, because I think that theater, the surprise of theater, is partly what engages the audience and goes, oh, what's going on? I will give away that it's a terrific cast. When they showed up for this audition, everybody was looking at each other in this very crowded room going, oh my gosh, the A-team is here. I'll also say that the cast from beginning to end are all great, and that it ranges from 14-year-olds to 70-something-year-olds. And I will say this as just a little teaser. There is I did cast a deaf girl in this cast, which the way that I'm doing the play allowed that to happen and to be inclusive of that community. And there will be two signed performances, by the way, which are on March 23rd and March 30th, Thursday nights.
All right. I'd like to remind listeners I'm speaking to Kelly Walters, who is directing Arthur Miller's The Crucible, March 16th to April 2nd. It'll be at the Millibow Art Theater. Ticket information at themat.org, or you can call 719-465-6321, and that for tickets. And yeah, you're right, a lot of familiar names. A lot of familiar names in this long list of characters, and kicking off with Taylor Guymon.
Taylor Guymon,
John Proctor and Elizabeth Proctor's Erica Erickson, local actors.
All very talented actors, very exciting. Okay. And a very talented design crew, too. Roy Ballard is doing set. Amy Hardwick Haynes from Theater Works is doing the costumes. Benjamin Pratt is doing sound, and they've all engaged in this vision of the play to help bring it to life. I think it's going to be very exciting.
And this will be at the Matt's relatively new venue, which is a reconditioned church across from the Ivy Wild School. And we were talking about, there is not a bad seat in the house.
It's a beautiful space. Yeah. And also, this, I think I'm safe in saying, will be the biggest production in terms of people on that stage. There's 21 in the cast, and finding places for them to be was an interesting challenge. But I think it'll be great.
Yeah. And you mentioned the Matt has had one play.
Is that no, what you the
said?
Matt
once a year. And to interject, you did To Kill a Mockingbird a few years back.
Yeah, I did To Kill a Mockingbird a few years back, and the Matt's vision is to do new works. So when they started doing scripted plays, and To Kill a Mockingbird was the first one, their aim is to bring them in a different. With a different take. And so they're doing a scripted play, one, sometimes two a year, and that's kind of a new thing for them, but we try to make it as interesting as possible and a new vision of that play, if possible.
Okay. And Kelly, you have a couple of quotes from Arthur Miller, who wrote this.
Yeah, I saw a couple of things that were fascinating to me that he wrote during the McCarthy hearings. And one was, people were being torn apart, their loyalty to one another crushed, and common human decency was going down the drain. The feeling that nothing was going to be sacred anymore. And then he also wrote, I am trying to and will protect my sense of myself. I could not use the name of another person and bring trouble on him. And one of the themes of this play is about naming names and being true to yourself. I think he approached this and succeeded.
And this was the 1950s.
He wrote it in 1953, and he was summoned in 1956. But I don't really want it to be about the McCarthy hearings, but about how we all have to respond to society as it is in any given time frame and be true to ourselves.
Arthur Miller's The Crucible. I've been speaking to director Kelly Walters, and it's at the Matt, March 16th through April 2nd. Information available at themat.org. Kelly, thanks.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.